Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Light. He is big time Benny Bucks on the road this past weekend with the Bucks Radio Network in Chicago, his hometown at the United Center. He is Ben Brust. I'm Craig Scalzo. Josh DiMaggio running the show as usual. I'm guessing Alex Strofe holding things down at the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios downtown off to Capitol Square. And of course, you, the most important part, the Scalzo and Brust family on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust, calling us, texting us on the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Did you guys miss me?
Nah, I think we had a good time. It was like, you know, the teacher was out and Joshy and Ben got to play.
Yeah, what did I miss? Time. What are the biggest things I missed from last week?
What did we do? Give away some Deer District VIP tickets.
We did give away some really cool Deer District VIP tickets that go through the entire Bucks playoffs.
We got 50 people to get the link to vote to Scalzo and Brust and a pending $1,500 donation to the MAC fund as part of it.
We accomplished a lot while you were gone.
It sounds like the Scalzo and Brust family accomplished a lot while I was gone.
Well, without Ben Brust and Josh DiMaggio, yeah. You know, we are
a rudderless ship.
Yeah. How would the Scalzo Brust family have contributed?
Fair enough. Well,
did you miss us? Because, you know, I mean,
I did not.
No,
I did not miss you guys whatsoever.
What?
No.
Just
am I supposed to?
Yeah, I think that's how it goes.
Duh.
I was at a beautiful wedding weekend in Charleston, South Carolina. We had a fantastic time back now in Wisconsin just for the weather to get sour once again.
You went with weather, the lowest common denominator?
Well, you guys didn't give me much. I expected us to be laughing about your stories and what happened over the last week. And I'm trying to let the people know why I was not here. And I'm not getting a whole lot of give and take from the Ben Brust, Joshy DiMaggio triumvirate right now.
I guess I forgot how to do radio with you, Greg. Like, you were gone for so long. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to rediscover my chemistry with you.
It was 1 week. 1 week was all it took for our beautiful chemistry to wash away.
That's it. 1 week. Now, it's also weird because you're not with me right now, and there's kind of like there's a big elephant, like, of like, you're back, but you're not back. You know what I mean? Like, look, let's just stress it, you know? Are you not gonna address it?
I'm just trying to make you feel as awkward as possible. Yes, I got back from Charleston yesterday. I took a COVID test this morning. I tested positive, which means that Greg is host from home, locked up in his bedroom here for the foreseeable future. So I am...
And the best part is you've already changed like where he's at in the room. Multiple times, and I can't imagine.
I don't have a chair in here. I was doing meetings on the floor earlier. Like, I don't have a chair. Our room's not set up to live in, really. So I'm sitting on the edge of my bed right now, and
that's not comfortable.
No, I'm not comfortable whatsoever.
I know, and I can feel your uncomfortable, like, sense of, like, you doing the radio show isolated, been stuck in a room all day. Like, you're just like, this sucks, and I feel bad for you. I want to give you a virtual hug. That's really where my head's at right now, if I'm being honest.
Yes, it does suck.
And I can hear, can you hear it in his voice?
I'm the worst person in the world to have to sit in a room.
I was going to say, I can't imagine anyone worse than you being in one room with, it appears not much to do, because why would your guest room have a lot of stuff to do in it?
This isn't my guest room. This is just my normal room.
Oh, okay.
The guest room at least has a desk in it, but I'm subjected to my bedroom, which is it? I don't know. I get the bed, but I get nothing else. And that's it.
Is your wife gonna like slide like meals under the door, or like, you know, are they gonna make?
She left me a nice peanut butter and jelly sandwich right outside of the door earlier. That was my lunch. A little apple cut up nice.
I saw you eating that apple.
So I appreciate that. But no, this is it. This is what you're going to get here at least the next week, I think. So
on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you?
I'm feeling good. Thanks for you guys asking me, first off. Just generally at any point today, how I'm feeling, or any question that wasn't directly impacting the show. But I'm feeling pretty good. So that's a good thing. What was your question, Ben?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how upset are you to have COVID?
I mean, ask that in a way where I understand what's when, what's one and what's 10.
10 means you're the most miserable person in the world.
I'm probably a 9. Things could get worse, but it's been a mental battle for your boy today to just try to accept this and try to accept that this is my new reality.
Okay, I have questions. Is there a TV in that room?
There's a TV in this room.
Okay, yeah, okay, so that's not too bad. Now,
yes.
Have you
supposed to just sit here and watch TV? Well,
it's better than not having a TV. My next question is: have you started debating what you're going to do with your time after this radio
That's
show?
What I was just thinking, like,
is it just going to be TV?
I picture, like, I'm seeing a blank, like, ceiling and drywall. Yeah. Like, I just imagine Greg just like writing on the walls everything that's in his head. And next thing you know, it's just covered in hieroglyphics.
A psychotic break is what he's expecting.
We've seen his office, right? Like, we see the whiteboard. I picture the whiteboard is now going to be like hieroglyphics on his walls after the show.
I am doing this show in part because I will have nothing to do afterwards. So I'm like, they asked me, hey, do you want to do the show? I said, yeah, I think as long as I sound well enough, I feel fine. And what else am I going to do? So no, I have no plans other than to just work, have my computer open, and I guess watch TV, maybe read a little bit, but I've got a 1-year-old downstairs, so I just get to hear my wife struggle by herself with the 1-year-old downstairs, which means that you're getting hit with the guilt, and I'm just gonna try to make it the best I can.
800-990-3776. I was just gonna tell the audience, how should Scalzo get through his worst nightmare, being trapped in his own room?
Advice for isolation. Advice for like
you would be... No. This goes every. You said you would want to be a bunker guy. You're a bunker guy now. You said you wanted a bunker, and now basically you're bunkering
That's
up.
Different.
Yeah, that's different. Way different.
Hillsy chimes in, 800-990-3776, the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank, says, we missed you, Greg. Ben sucks at reading the text line. I tend to believe that. But yeah, a bunker Benny is all about, like, when there's nothing else out there. The idea that something else is out there right now and I just can't be a part of it, and also that you have responsibilities, like, that's the annoying part.
Do you want book recommendations from the audience? Do you want movie recommendations?
No, I don't need any recommendations. I need advice in terms of how to isolate. What do you do? I'm sure many people have gone through this over the last couple of years. I dodged this thing for the last 2 years, and then it came up out of the dead and got me. But that was pretty much.
Do you realize,
you know, where my head is at?
If I had your situation, well, I guess I wouldn't have a kid, but I would just play so much video games. It would be so awesome.
Yeah, we know that about you.
Like, really, can you start playing Warzone so I can play with you when you're bored and you're not sleeping?
No.
You don't want to play video games with me?
No, I don't. I have zero interest in playing Warzone. Maybe that makes me old, because Homer says that's a sign of getting old, is you don't play video games, but I have no interest in playing Warzone with you.
2 years
but, like,
ago.
But, Benny, you also realize you have, like, you've got responsibility. Like, if you have responsibilities, I can't just take work off all day,
Greg,
and then
I'm
fire
saying,
up video games.
You told me and us in the Scalzone Rust family that you're doing the show because you're fearful of what happens when this radio show ends, when you are isolated.
Correct.
In there. I'm giving you an option to be a buddy, and, like, we can have cool headsets on and talk to each other while we're playing video games. We both bought FIFA 2 years ago for $60 and only played it once. Do we bring that
one
out?
Time.
Should we play FIFA again?
Greg, if your option...
No, you beat me too badly.
If your option is to work or stare at a wall or play video games with Ben, what are you ranking those as in order of doing them?
Work, stare at the wall, video games with Ben.
What the heck?
Is at any point do you see yourself getting in some, like, push-ups, sit-ups, maybe some squats, just with, you know, body weight squats?
I kind of like that, actually. Yeah, I might
That's
get some,
a good idea.
Some resistance bands in
oh,
here,
yeah.
You know, get a little workout.
Are you gonna come out of COVID jacked?
I think so. I think that's the move. Let's turn COVID into a summer body situation here. Ron in the Key chimes at 800-990-3776 says the biggest story while you were gone was Ashton and Ron. What happened with Ashton and Ron?
Classic Ron trying to take over the show from Scalzone Brust. Ron suckered the sucker.
Oh, yeah.
He got Ashton Rotman to help him move.
What?
Yeah, you heard it right. Ron reached out to a producer of our station and Josh DiMaggio to help him move stuff.
Yeah, and of course Josh said no.
100%.
You bet your bottom dollar.
I said no faster than you can imagine. But Ron also insulted us and said we don't make enough money, so we needed the money he was offering us to help him move and save himself a buck, which... Ron, go take a hike.
Yeah, Ron Moneybags insulting your professions. Yeah.
How
nice
much did
nice
he pay
sniffles
Ashton?
There, bud.
I think it was like $200.
Yeah, 2 hours, $100 an hour.
All right, so it's not bad.
Yeah, I would
it's
have
not
actually
bad,
I would have actually considered it. I thought it was $100 for the whole time, and I was like, yeah, I'm not changing my weekend around.
You can't say that you were like
to
Ron and the
a
Key.
Snap,
you can't,
no.
You can't subject yourself to that.
Yeah, you go.
Like, if Ron and the Key tells you, Joshy, to go and pick up a box and move it, like, if you said yes and just followed his orders, that would bother me. You guys have a beef there, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, you can't. You basically said you were a snap no that you won't do it, and then now you're reconsidering because of $200.
Well, I mean, $100.
He'd hold that over you.
Is a snap no without a doubt at all. Like, I'm not changing
my
weekend.
You knew it was $200 before.
I didn't. I'm
saying before he actually moved.
No, I didn't.
It was over the week. Oh, you're right. You found out after the move that it was $200. Good call.
Appleman of the Orchard texts in 800-990-3776 says, hey, Greg, we have an extra bedroom you can stay in, and we will allow you to prune all the apple trees you want safely away from others. Meals are provided and your own restroom. Says, I need some Greg time. Way too much Benny for a week.
Wow.
Well, Appleman, that kind of hurt my feelings, but it's also a great offer for you, Greg.
Jonan Cederberg, the official and official robot builder of the Scalzo and Brust family, says, Greg, are you against video games as a whole, or are you just against playing video games with Ben? Because I'd be down to get on the sticks and play some games with you while you're in isolation. I probably more against playing with Ben. I don't even know if my video games are up to snuff right now. Does the PlayStation 4 still work, Benny?
It does.
I know we've got a new one out there.
Yeah, it does, and I use it still. And look, you got all the time in the world to figure it out with those sniffles that you got. You can put in the PS4 and see if it starts working.
I like how you have me do the show with you, and then you make fun of me that I'm sick. Like, you know that I'm sick. Are you going to comment every time there's a sniffle?
I mean, I called you earlier and checked in if you were okay, and since you said you were okay, now I feel like it's fair game.
God. This is what I'm going to have to put up with for the rest of the
like,
week.
He's like, I'd rather have been staring at the wall than be on the show right now.
You've not made it easy.
Not too far off. No, Ben has not made it easy for me so far. But at least it's NFL draft week, and I do love me the NFL draft. Even though there's a lot of people who are starting to get anti-draft. And I get the sense that you've got a lot more anti-drafters this year because it's just a crappy draft. Can we agree that this is a bad draft?
That's good news. Is you have Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to watch the draft as a big draft guy. Look, I don't care if it's
not actually, you really don't. It's Thursday night and I guess Friday night. And then, yeah, you've got some day on Saturday, but
the Saturday stories are always the best. Those are, I'm pro draft. I don't care if it's a weak draft or not. The Packers have 5 picks in the top 100. I'm locked in. I don't care if it's weak or not. You got to find talent every single year, baby.
I know you do. My point is just not that exciting of a draft.
And yeah, I mean, quarterbacks are all the buzz every year, and the quarterbacks aren't exactly buzzworthy. How about that?
There's nobody buzzworthy. We're talking about offensive tackles or like non-impact defensive ends at the top of the draft. It's not exactly the most enthralling crop of prospects there.
Wide receivers, though, baby.
I do have to tell the people, yeah, I don't think there's a number one wide receiver in this group this year. I think you got a lot of good twos and threes. I think it's a small group of wide receivers. We'll keep breaking down the NFL draft.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
now I'm going to tell the people
about
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Buy more. Thank you, Ben. Buy more, save more when you just add a patio door. But we are running out of time with that. So do not waste any time. Go to PellaWI.com/radio. That's PellaWI.com/radio. The more windows you buy, the more you'll save when you just add a patio door. Through the end of the month, April 30th, when you buy 3 Pella windows, you'll save $500 when you just add a patio door. Buy 6 windows, save $1,000 when you just add a patio door. Buy a dozen Pella windows, save $2,000 when you, say it with me now, Betty,
just add
a patio door.
How did that go?
Not very well. Better yet, in addition to the unbeaten variety with that full 6 lines of windows from wood to vinyl to impervious fiberglass, from traditional to contemporary, Pella Wisconsin has financing to fit most any budget. So buy more, save more when you just at a patio door through April 30th. Set your free consultation today. PellaWI.com/radio. That's PellaWI.com/radio. I know Ben wants to get some opinions off about the robot umps. I certainly want to talk a little bit more about the NFL draft. Goot talk today to the media. We'll hit all that and more with you, the Scalzo and Brust family. Call us 800-990-3776. We are presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
Whose face is on the diamond is FDR. You know who that is?
Franklin FDR. Franklin Roosevelt.
There you go.
What's his middle name?
Scalzo and Brust.
I will accept Franklin D. Roosevelt. That is good. That's good enough. That was mean. Now I'm being mean to Ben. Hand up, pat on the back to me. I apologize to Ben Brust. Now I'm picking on him.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
he is Ben Brust. We're presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. You are calling us, texting us, 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. Give us a call. I am isolating right now. I have nowhere to be in my room. I'm literally standing in the middle of the room right now. I can't figure out where to sit. There's nowhere logical for me to sit. I did meetings on the floor all day, and my butt hurts, and now it's weird. Like, I can't get on the bed. Like, that feels weird. You know what I mean?
Doing a radio show on the bed would be super weird.
I think you should lay on the bed, put your laptop on your chest, and just kick back and do a radio show.
Like he's laying in a lawn chair?
Yeah, just have a good time.
For those who are not on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, watching the stream, you can check out Greg's super cool room.
Definitely very modern place right now.
You look like Cliff Kingsbury, or who is the guy in the draft?
Cliff,
with your like $1 million pad right now, with your backwards hat. We're 20 minutes into the show and you've lost it already.
I mean, it was a very topical reference for you to go 2 years ago on the Cliff Kingsbury draft meme, Benny, so well done with there.
Thank you.
I wouldn't say I've lost it yet. I'd say that I'm just starting to find it. And we do have the NFL draft. That is where the famed Cliff Kingsbury meme came from, where it looked like somebody who was filming a Firefest commercial went to his house to show the world how Cliff Kingsbury lives. But the NFL draft kicks off on Thursday night. The Packers, of course, got 4 picks in the top 60. A crucial draft for them. I said before the break that I think it's unfortunate because I think A, this draft is kind of boring, and B, I don't think that this draft is particularly well stocked if you're looking for massive impact players, including at that wide receiver position that so many people think, well, there's 6 or 7 names that people are talking about. I'm just not that high on anybody. You know, I think that when you look at the size of those wide receivers, other than Drake London, who doesn't have the speed, the kid out of USC, none of them have the size to necessarily, be called a true number one outside wide receiver. I think you'll get a lot of really good, solid guys who can be versatile and who are fast, but that's not necessarily what the Packers need when you're looking to replace a Davante Adams. Even if you're looking to replace him with a couple of people, you don't necessarily just want to keep drafting undersized wide receivers. When 2 of your wide receivers right now is ultimately two undersized guys in Randall Cobb and Amari Rodgers. Now, I know Allen Lazard is there. He is a bigger guy. He is not very fast. He's a good blocker, so he gives you a little bit of size, but there isn't that guy where you say, let's trade up and grab a Jamar Chase or a Calvin Johnson or a Julio Jones. Like, there isn't that sure thing, surefire number one guy. The rest of them feel like they're more twos, right? Like, just from a body size standpoint, when you look at the specs on successful wide receivers in the NFL, these guys are all on the smaller side. And that is something that the Packers ultimately care about when they go through their draft is, measurables. And I know a lot of fans don't love that, but that is something that Goot does believe in. However, he also believes in making every draft count. Let's listen to Goot from earlier today talking with the media.
Every draft is so important to your football team. It is the lifeblood of how we build our football team. The amount of resources and energy that we put into this is reflective of that, I don't know if it's any different than any other year, but it's significantly important for us as we move forward. So it's it always kind of has been that way here. But I'm excited about the team we got coming back. I mean, having the guys in the building these last couple of days, just the energy and seeing some of the faces, it's you start getting excited about our team and what we got coming in front of us.
Yeah, I mean, like, he tried to downplay the significance, but also tried to play up, like, how important this draft is all in one sentence. And I tell him that this is the most significant draft of his tenure. I mean, you think about his first draft class in 2018, the only guy left on the roster is Jair Alexander. Thank God he hit on that. You know, like, this is the future for the short term and the long term. You need to find some guys that can be impactful for Aaron Rodgers in the first and second round, and if they're not going to be able to find those impactful players from a short-term perspective because this all-in notion, then you need to utilize those picks to make a trade and make something happen for the Packers roster, because this is what the Packers fans have been clamoring for, the win-now culture. So if you don't think that there are win-now type guys, then, again, I think they need to make some sort of move beyond the guys that are in the draft and try and... Greg, I mean, I want your opinion. I don't think it's possible. You want to beat him up, Deebo Samuel. Is that possible?
I don't want to beat him up. That's false.
Have you guys made up since you claimed that you'd beat him up in a fight?
I mean, me claiming I beat him up in a fight isn't me saying I want to beat him up.
Okay, I misspoke.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you can get Deebo Samuel, go out and get Deebo Samuel. They can't. Like, the 49ers aren't going to give their best weapon to, you know, their biggest rival in the NFC.
What if
and
they
one
offer
of
a
three
haul?
Other teams that have a chance to win? Well, at some point, it stops making sense to get, you know, a Deebo Samuel in that spot. Like, I think that's the balancing act that you have to play. I don't think the 49ers are going to trade him. I think this is much ado about nothing. I think that Deebo's unhappy. He's playing it out through the media, just as every other young star is doing now. You're seeing this more and more and more. Kyler Murray was doing it earlier in the year. You're going to continue to see a lot of that, because it certainly makes teams act, and it certainly drives results for players and more pointedly their agents. But I think that when you look at Deebo, yeah, would I turn around and trade a first and a second for him? Yes. Do I think it would still net be a negative for the Packers to get, you know, a Deebo Samuel basically straight up in return for Davante Adams? Yes, but based on where they're at now, Davante Adams is a sunk cost because I want to go play in warm weather. And you go out and you grab Deebo Samuel. At least you're getting something back, and at least he's a known commodity. I'm a fan of that, especially with where this team is at. I just don't think it's realistic, and I think that the Packers are starting to realize that their options are fairly limited as far as what veterans are going to be made available. Now, maybe that changes. I just have a hard time seeing them go out and make a monster play. I think that this situation allows Goot to do what Goot wants to do, which is draft as many guys as possible, gives him a chance to hit on those, continues to allow him to take a 5 to 10 year approach to team building, despite the fact that he has said and everybody around him wants them to be focused on a 1 to 3 year approach. Just not in him. Like, it's just not. That's like going to Bo Ryan, your former coach, Ben, and completely changing the way that he coaches for a couple of years because he has to. Like,
he did change the way he coached, and that's how the team got to back-to-back Final Fours. We started changing the way that things were done.
Kind of, but not completely, is my point. Like I think that when you look at what this Packers team is right now, they're going to have to continue to hit on draft picks. And I think that as much as we're freaking out about the wide receiver position from the outside, they're not from the inside. I think you're having a lot more of a whole team approach where they're looking at things in totality and not so much just position group by position group, which is where you start to really get the heebie-jeebies about that wide receiver room.
Yeah, I'm not feeling uber confident. Let's just say that. You know, I'm not feeling like I'm going to walk away after the NFL draft and feel like the Packers are moving closer to getting in a situation where the is this worth me reading, Josh? Because you sent me a text and I see Shailene Woodley's name.
No, it was something to save for later. But
sounds good.
I got distracted.
What was I saying? Because it was important.
I don't know.
Greg, what was I saying? It was important.
It clearly wasn't important, is what I would say, because you don't remember what it was.
I feel like I forget important things I have to say all the time.
Yeah, I mean,
if it's really important.
Is that a hard and fast rule for you?
If it is, then it comes right back to you.
Basically, the scale
is feeling confident. He's not feeling confident.
Yeah, the
scale's
doing Tao's
dream. But you're never feeling confident. You've never once felt confidence in April.
This is the most justified I feel like I can ever be to feel not confident in April.
2 years ago, it was, well, the offense isn't good, and Aaron is not Aaron. And then last year, it was, Aaron's not coming back. Let me lose $500 to Homer 3 different times.
Was last year good, though? Are we going to call last year good? Because I'm not going to call last year good.
No, but I think everybody would acknowledge that I think everyone would acknowledge the hysteria that you displayed before the season was a little bit alarming.
Do I sound like I'm a little hysteria right now? I don't think I am. I just think I'm not optimistic about where the Packers have put themselves right now.
Joshy, the pitch of his voice could not have been more hysteria right there than what it just was.
Yeah, you called me the alarmist, and right now I don't necessarily agree with it being the most important draft. I think there's they just need to get one position figured out.
Yeah, that's a big deal. It's the most important thing for this team that they probably need to do in Goody's tenure as a GM right now. They don't have a wide receiver.
So you're saying that they have every other position group handled. They only need to address one, and this is the biggest quagmire Goot has been in his career.
Yeah,
potentially losing a Hall of Fame quarterback in Aaron Rodgers and having to live with Jordan Love. Not potentially having an entire insurrection from the veterans on his team, but it's him needing a wide receiver while his offensive line, his defense, his running backs, his quarterback, while everything else is taken care of, he needs to fill one position. And this is where this is the hill you're going to die on.
I think he should draft 10 wide receivers this draft.
All right. Yep. Not hysteria at all. You don't need to have hysteria either, especially when you have American Family Insurance, because they protect the things that you care about before something bad ever even happens, right? So whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, certainly renter's insurance, if you're at that stage in life, American Family Insurance. The reason why they're better than everybody else, in my opinion, as an AmFam customer, as somebody who's had a claim over-delivered on by American Family, is because you get to work with a local AmFam agent that is dedicated to you. Somebody in your community, somebody you know, somebody that you trust, somebody that you can work with when something goes wrong, where you call them and say, hey, here's what happened. What do I do? You have a person, they have your back. And remember, when you protect both your home and auto with American Family, you can save up to 28%. We'll get to some 1 or 0 next on Scals Over Us.
You're creating a legendary show that has a chance to be its own tradition unlike any other.
Scalzo and Brust.
262 asks, Ben, do you believe in the moon landing?
I know what the moon landing is.
Why did you look at me like that was a trick question?
Because it is.
What the hell?
Hold on. Stop. What's that? Stop.
Okay, everybody shut up.
Take a breath. What's the trick?
The moon landing is when you're in a men's locker room and your butts touch each other.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty constant communication with Aaron. This is his downtime, so he enjoys that. But yeah, again, the specifics with what we talk about, I won't get into. But it's obviously carried over from what we've been doing for the last year and a half or so.
That Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst talking about his quarterback Aaron Rodgers in preparation for, of course, the NFL draft out in Las Vegas, taking place first round on Thursday night. Packers got two Thursday night. They got two Friday night in the second round of the draft as well. 4 picks in the top 60. Ben Bross believes that this draft has special significance for Brian Gutekunst. We'll continue to talk about the draft. We'll continue to talk with you, the Scouts. Scalzo and Bross family, but right now it's time to play a little 1 or 0.
Are you a 1 or a 0? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a 1 or a 0.
He is Ben Brost. I'm Greg Scalzo. We're your contestants for 1 or 0. Joshy DiMaggio is your host. He asks us a question. We say 1 for yes, 0 for no. There is no gray area. Joshy, take it away.
NFL draft prospect Sam Howell says he has never eaten a hamburger and that the only meat he eats is chicken, like tenders and nuggets. He only goes to restaurants where chicken is served. 1 or 0. Chicken is the best meat.
I'm going to go with 0.
Of course you are. Go ahead.
I can make TikTok chicken. I can make Marry Me chicken. I can add chicken to my pasta. like, chicken is so versatile, and it's the best for you. It's very lean. Red meat can be really bad if you eat a lot of it, right? At least that's what I was told. I don't know if that's true or not. I love chicken. I think chicken's the best.
Yeah, chicken is the most basic of meats. It has the least amount of taste. It is very tender. It does not surprise me, Benny, that that's where you would go with that. I wouldn't draft Sam Howell simply because of that fact.
And I'm glad
not being sensationalist here. That's a child. You're talking about bringing in somebody to work
Stop
and potentially quarterback
him.
And lead your organization. And you're talking about somebody who is a child, like somebody who refuses to at least try to grow in other aspects of their lives means that they get in their own way in all aspects of their lives. And Ben, I'll give you credit. You've been willing to try things. You've been willing to grow a little bit more. I haven't gotten you all the way to where you need to be. But from a food standpoint, yeah, it's not shredded beef and shredded lettuce and tomatoes on a hard shell taco anymore. Like you're starting to experiment a little bit. You're starting to branch out a little bit.
So Sam, if that's Howell, the case, why don't you give Sam Howell a chance then? Maybe he can grow and develop. Maybe he's not. Maybe he was just like me, you know, stuck throwing a football his entire life.
You're investing millions of dollars into somebody you expect to be.
That's what you
again,
guys did with
a
me.
Grown. A grown, you're a little bit more affordable. A grown man. Like he is going to walk into a locker room.
He eats the same food as your daughter.
My daughter has a more significant palate than he does. She eats steak. She eats whatever we put in front of her.
Oh, man.
Chicken tender, chicken nugget guy? Are you kidding me?
That's so embarrassing.
He can't even go to a nice steak dinner with his teammates?
Well, he said if there's chicken served there, he'll get it. There's chicken at steak restaurants.
Not good ones.
Not the best item on the menu. I'm running out of excuses for Sam Howell.
All right, let's move on.
Stay away.
Yeah, put him on as undraftable. Take him off your board, slot him. Someone else can take that risk. A Utah liberal arts college will be offering a course that will evaluate and discuss different aspects of pornographic films. The course description starts with the quote, "Hardcore pornography is as American as apple pie and more popular than Sunday night football." 1 or 0, pornography is as American as apple pie.
I mean, 0, I don't think apple pie is that good.
Well, you wonder why the Apple Man only wanted Greg to come over.
Apple Man's apple pies were amazing, and I told you that. You saw that. We differentiated Apple Man's apple pie versus the average apple pie. Pornography is American as apple pie. Greg, you got an answer?
I would say 1. It is as American as apple pie, yes. I think when you think of America, Ben, you think of freedom, right? You think of liberty. You think of a lifelong pursuit of happiness. And I think that you could slot all of those into the pornographic industry.
You bring up a really good point.
Pie.
When you think about, you know, the journey can be going from page 1 all the way to page 12 until you find your American dream. You know what I mean?
No, I actually don't.
Josh, you know what I mean?
Yes, he's talking about either
using
the search function, or maybe you could be a stick on like the popular page. You end up deep in the archives because you've gone through, you're not finding anything to your liking in the first 11 pages. So the next thing you know, you're 12 pages deep.
Yep. You got to keep on searching. It's pursuit of
you
happiness.
You get to the 12th page?
I give
do
up eventually.
Do you spend more time watching videos or looking for videos?
Looking. 100%. I spend more time looking than watching, no doubt. No doubt in my mind. It's gotta be every like I have a like a dream of what I want it to be like the American dream.
Whoa.
And I take too long and then I just give up. Then I just watch something out of like, ugh, didn't find what I wanted.
I have no more follow-ups, Joshua. What do we got next?
I just wanted to sit in that for a little bit.
What? It's relatable. You get it.
Today, someone we worked with parked over it. Parked on an obvious angle and over the parking lines right out in front of the door and in view of everyone who enters or leaves work. One or zero. You will repark if you park too close to or over the line.
One. Every time. Every time. I mean, anytime I am too close to a car, even if, like, I'm in the lines, I'll try and put my car in the perfect spot based off where the car parked before me is. If they're a little bit too close to the line, I'm not going to go in the center of my lines. I'm going to try and scoot over a little bit so there's enough room even for the next car as well. I'm very, very meticulous when it comes to that stuff.
Surprising, given how bad of a parker you are. I didn't realize how much time it took you. I'm going to go ahead and say one. Of course I'm going to move it. Who doesn't move their car if you're over the parking line? Like, that's the whole idea, is to stay in between the two parking lines.
Why are
right?
we naming names? Can we name names?
I don't know who it is. I didn't recognize the person's vehicle.
What's the license plate number?
I actually have a picture of it. I can send it over to you and let you read that out online.
I have a question. There was a real big deed. Can I see that word? Never mind. There was a real big jerk on the road when I was driving home from the United Center to Milwaukee yesterday after the Bucks smacked the Bulls. There was a guy driving all around, and I just put my hand up. Like, there was nowhere to go. If he got by, like the cars in front of us, there was another three cars that he was have to get by. That he tried to go by me on the far right lane, ended up, you know, right next to me. And I just put my hand up like this, like two hands in the air, like, what are you doing? You're not going anywhere. That guy proceeded to get behind me and take a picture of my license plate. Should I be scared?
No. Are you ever concerned? Because you seem to have no problem making it known with your unhappiness.
I let him know I'm unhappy.
Are you ever concerned that somebody's going to take action against you, be it something like stop, like get out, kick your door, kick your wind, smash your window? Like, are you ever afraid of, are you ever worried about confrontation? Because, like, that's not all that uncommon.
I always have an exit strategy. I mean, like
being drive really fast.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, even if it means like doing something illegal, I'll get away. I always have an exit strategy. I'm always 10 steps ahead of the person that I'm yelling at.
Greg, do you believe that?
No, I don't believe that, but I think he believes it, so
that's probably,
I guess, take
true.
That for what it's worth.
Yes.
One or zero, when you attend a wedding where the invitation says tuxes and gowns are welcome and so are suits and cocktail dresses, would you think it possible to be the only one wearing a tuxedo?
Is that a tease or a question?
It's a question. It's a one or zero.
Zero. You should not be the only one in a tuxedo.
Read the tuxedo line again, that portion, though.
First line, tuxes and gowns are welcome, and so are suits and cocktail dresses.
Well, then everyone's going to go with suits and cocktail dresses.
Tuxedo guy's trying
one
to
up everyone? Yeah. You were that guy?
When you lead with tuxedo, that means wear tuxedos, but we don't want you to ultimately have to rent one if you don't own one. I own a tuxedo. I rocked the crap out of that tuxedo, and I was the only one at the wedding wearing a tuxedo. Suspenders, bow tie. I looked like $1 million. I looked like freaking James Bond out there, and everyone else, I'm pretty sure Tausch didn't even wear a suit. I'm pretty sure Tausch was wearing like a polo shirt. And no, he did wear a suit. He looked great, but it was a miscalculation apparently on my part, and I'll keep telling you guys about that coming up next here on Scalzo and Brust, because I think it's unfathomable that I would be the only one in a tuxedo if that were how it was described on the invitation.
No, you read it wrong. You don't know how to read, but I know how to read and tell everyone about the great beers from Shiner. We talk about Shiner's Bach. We talk about Shiner's Holiday Cheer. How about the Brewhaz Brew, the IPA?
Crushing it with that reading.
Just because you were the only one wearing a tux doesn't mean you get to take me out right now. Brewhouse Brew is an IPA that combines cactus water with rare Amarillo hops to deliver a medley of flavors from tangerine to pineapple and citrus in that Brewhouse Brew IPA. Not to mention they have a sea salt and lime line of Shiner beers. Unbelievable for the weather that we had this weekend. Hopefully we have that weather again next weekend. If that's the case, you know what to get. The Shiner's Sea Salt and Lime. It's a great way to relax outdoors. Pick up the Brewhouse Brew or the Sea Salt Lime from Shiner at Woodman's, Festival Food, or Total Wine.
We will talk about Tuxedo Gate. Plus, we posted a poll question on Twitter at Scalzo and Bross. Is this draft the most important draft in Brian Gutekunst's tenure as Packers general manager? We'll hit it next in Scalzo and Bross, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Do you know where your pee comes from?
The digestive system? What are you talking about? It starts in my mouth, goes down the esophagus.
Keep going.
To the stomach, to the small intestine, to the large intestine, small or large? No, that would go out the anus.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You got to be careful of falling in love with players, right? Because when you start chasing things and getting out of whack value-wise and stuff. But so you'd love for it to come to you, but at the same time, you have to be realistic about where you're picking and where the strength of the draft is. And if it makes sense to move to a particular area to help your football team, I think you have to be willing to do that.
That Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst speaking with the media today prior to the NFL draft. That kicks off on Thursday night. Be tuned right here on ESPN Milwaukee. We're going to have a big tricast of draft coverage with the Packers having two picks in the first round. I'm Greg Scalzo, Ben Bruss, Josh DiMaggio, you, the Scalzo and Bruss family, from sea to shining sea.
From Lake Michigan to the Mississippi.
Calling us, texting is 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. That's the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank, is where Hilsey finds us. Says, never trust someone who settles for the front page of recommendations.
Explain that, because I do want to put on the poll, because I think you're going to get wiped away in this, that I want Josh to phrase it exactly how the invitation phrased it.
You're amazing.
You're an idiot. I mean, it's just so far over your head. You don't even know what show you're doing right now.
No, I'm on Scalzo and Brust.
What time?
Your sports stuff fixed from every day from 4 to 6.
Front page.
Was he just not listening to me, Josh?
He was excited about his poll idea, so he was just jumping the gun and didn't realize what you set him up for.
No, I didn't understand the front page
poll,
thing.
The first poll that Ben Bruss put up is the ultimate Ben Bruss poll of how can I word something that ultimately supports my point, even though the reason why it's supporting my point isn't the reason why everybody's voting for it to be yes. This one, he just isn't even paying attention about Hilsey talking about the first page, the front page of recommendations. Ben, you blow by that front page and get to page 12 before you find what you're looking for. We just finished that conversation. If you missed it, as Ben Bruss did, even though he said it, you could find that wherever you listen to podcasts. Search for Scalzo and Bruss. Rudy from Sheboygan, in response to Sam Howell, the UNC quarterback who says that chicken is his favorite meat, says any meat with a beak does not belong at the top.
I don't agree with that. Again, like why are we chicken shaming now? Like chicken is a
and
good
turkey shaming.
Yeah, turkey's a great meat as well.
Turkey stinks.
No, you stink. Turkey's underrated. It's versatile. You can have it as a lunch meat. You can have it more than Thanksgiving. And I wish we did have turkey more than just Thanksgiving. I hate that we do that. Like, why do we do it only on Thanksgiving? You're going to say, well, because it's not that good. That's why you only do it on Thanksgiving. I think it's good, and I think we need...
You could have turkey as much as your heart desires.
Yeah, who's stopping you from buying turkey and making it?
Like, and big put chicken and, turning down turkey? What's going on here?
What are you talking about?
Big beef?
I'm more so saying that, like, the turkey
is available in every grocery store you go into.
The turkey that you can cook on Thanksgiving, the big, big turkey?
Yes.
How do I miss that when I go down the aisle? Josh, I went down every aisle and I ran into you. I didn't see any turkeys.
You seem like a guy who does the same path every single time he goes because he knows exactly what he wants because it's the same things.
Well, I guess I'll be looking for turkeys next time. Can I make a turkey in like my apartment's oven?
Yeah,
as opposed to
know.
What?
Like, I don't know, like rotisserieing it or like frying it in the thing.
How did the Brust family make a turkey?
I don't know. I sit on the couch and watch football, and then when it's ready,
you've
never watched anybody on Thanksgiving take a turkey out of the oven?
No, because my dad usually does it outside and like that. Like,
does he deep fry it?
Yeah,
does he fry it?
Yeah, we've done fried, we've done oven. Like, regardless, I'm not involved. They don't want me involved. Anytime I'm over there, they want me out of the kitchen.
Man, it's good to be Ben Brust.
Joshy, what's amazing to me is Ben Brust lives in this world where unless the algorithm of TikTok sends him how to make something, he feels like the information is out of his grasp. Like, at no point could he just proactively Google something that he wants to cook, like how to roast a turkey, oven-roasted turkey. Instead, he has to wait for it to be fed to him by one guy on TikTok who has the most basic college guy chicken recipes you can find.
Oh, don't you knock TikTok chickens.
I'm not.
Yeah, chickens, because I've gotten multiple chicken recipes from TikTok. And
Ben,
it's not the same guy.
I think you should do a great experiment. I think one of these weekends when you're not busy with the Bucks, you should make a whole turkey. You could even invite us over. That would be a great time.
I would love to.
Greg, would you eat Ben's turkey?
I'm a good cook. Don't you do this.
You're a good cook. You make a few things well is not being a good cook. If you had the responsibility of making a turkey, could you do it with nobody's help? Because I know Ben's wheels, and Ben would basically be like, oh, I'll have somebody else make this turkey for me while I wear a cute apron and drink a lemon drop martini.
No, I need a sous chef, you know, I need someone to make sure, like,
is.
I'm just...
There it is, Joshy. Once again, we're putting work onto somebody else for the turkey that we would be eating.
I mean, you've had my chili. It was all-star chili. You said it was the best chili you've ever had.
Billy Turner.
I think I said Billy Turner. It's a starter-level chili.
My chili got cut?
Yeah.
Well, Billy didn't get cut.
When it gets too cost-worthy...
Well, my chili's resignable. I'd like to think I'm Devondre Campbell.
That would be all pro.
Dave from Monona says, this is sad. I cook on my air fryer stove, spaghetti chicken turkey on his George Foreman for the last 25 years, and this guy can't even turn a switch on to boil hot dogs. That's pathetic. And Dave isn't even highlighting the fact that Ben Brust has two working eyes and David Monona has zero.
Yeah, you think the blind guy's making better food than me? You think the blind guy knows what he's buying at the store?
Yes.
No chance. You've been inside his apartment. It's the most disgusting place in the world. Half the food he makes ends up on the floor, and the mouse and the rats come in and eat it in his apartment.
I didn't see any mice or rats. That's blasphemous.
No. You just said a blind guy cooked better than me. That's ridiculous.
I didn't say it. He is more of a complete cook than you are. Chef Ed says, Betty, I'm willing to give you lessons on cooking poultry. So Chef Ed out here trying to help you out. Anita in West Bend says, to be fair, I'm an amazing cook, but I've never made a turkey, but I could if I have to. Ben Brust doesn't even know the first place to start and thinks it's impossible to find a turkey outside of Thanksgiving.
Gotta go hunt one down. Is it turkey hunting season?
LabCorp Clinical Trials, labcorpclinicaltrials.com. That's where you go to participate in clinical research trials where you can make good money to help improve the health and lives of everybody. So get your head in the game and participate in clinical trials with LabCorp. Right now, studies looking for healthy, non-smoking adults aged 18 to 60. Join for one clinic stay of 6 nights. Compensation up to $3,200 provided for your time and participation. Another study, let's reach that goal of a healthy through tomorrow. LabCorp looking for healthy non-smoking men aged 18 to 65. This one you can join for two separate stays of seven nights with five follow-up visits in compensation up to $7,200. $7,200. Checking them all out. LabCorpClinicalTrials.com. See what fits your profile. See what fits your schedule and sign up at LabCorpClinicalTrials.com. We'll dive a little bit more into Greg being the only one at the wedding, including the groom with a tuxedo on. Plus, plus, we will get back to the NFL draft. Hear what Goot had to say about this crop of wide receivers and why I'm just down on this draft in general. All coming up on Scalzo and Ross, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.